إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness and we ask for His assistance. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and from our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God or deity worthy of our worship except Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. May Allah send His peace and blessings upon Him, His companions, and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, have taqwa towards Allah. Put a shield between you and the punishment of Allah by doing the commanded and staying away from that which is forbidden the way Allah deserves it. And do not die except as Muslims in a state of submission. Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, Adam, and from him created his partner, Eve. And from them dispersed many men and women upon earth. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights. And reverence the wombs that bore you, meaning keep your kinship ties. Stay close with the family members. Verily Allah ever watches over you. Allah also says, O you who believe, have taqwa towards Allah. And say a good word. He will help you establish good deeds. And He will forgive you your sins. And whomever obeys Allah and His messenger has attained the greatest success. As to what follows, the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, the Quran. And the best way of life and the best guidance is that of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of things are the things that we introduce into this religion. Because every time you introduce something, it's an innovation. And if you have an innovation, then you're upon misguidance. And if you are misguided, then you're off the path to the fire. May Allah protect us from the fire. Brothers in Islam, there is one major thing, one major reality that makes a distinction between the religion of Islam
and every other so-called religion or ideology or philosophy upon earth. One thing, one foundation that everything else is built upon. That reality, that fine line between Islam and everything else is our concept of Allah. The concept of God in Islam is unique. No one shares it with us. No one gives Allah what Allah Azza wa Jal deserves in terms of belief except the Muslims. Those who came before us, when they were given the truth, they twisted it around. They changed it. They added. They deleted. So they were no longer upon the guidance. But when Allah Azza wa Jal said Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He gave him a special feature that was not with the previous prophets and messengers. And that is continuity. Availability of the message in its true form. No one can change the Quran. And no one can change the truth. And Allah in the Quran taught us about Him. And the only way we recognize Allah, my brothers in Islam, is through what Allah has taught us in the Quran or through the tongue or on the tongue of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our belief in Allah is unique. It is built on principles. Among them, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Allah. You can try to imagine all your life what Allah Azza wa Jal is like. Our minds are unable to have an image. Unlike other religions who already have an image of God as an old man, not wearing a shirt. وَلِعْيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. In Islam, you will never be able to imagine it. This is something that the believers will get to see on the Day of Judgment. But today, now, in this life, there's nothing like Allah. That's the number one foundation that everything is based upon. So we know Allah through His Asma, Al-Asma Al-Husna, the beautiful names and attributes of Allah. We recognize our Creator through what He described Himself in the Quran with. And we don't add and we don't delete. This is what He revealed to us and this is all that we need. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ. They do not encompass anything about His knowledge, meaning pertaining to Allah, except that which He wills, that which He allowed us to know. And we worship Allah according to these names and attributes. So we know Allah is the most merciful, so we seek mercy from Him. And Allah is the most forgiving, so we seek forgiveness from Him. And Allah is severe in punishment, so we stay away from that. Allah is the loving, so we do the things that will attain His love. Allah is wise, so everything that He does is with wisdom. Allah is just, so there's no oppression. Allah is the king, and everybody is the slave. No one shares His dominion with them. No prophet, no angel, no messenger. Allah is the one, Allah is the absolute. But among them is a quality that many Muslims in this day and time have misunderstood greatly. And this is the quality of ulu. Allah being high above His creation. It is said that often when you ask Muslims nowadays, where is Allah? First they will react to the question. They're not happy with it. Second, they will tell you if they answer Allah is everywhere. You've heard this before? Where is Allah? Allah is everywhere. This particular answer is false for a number of reasons which we will be dealing with briefly inshallah today. Number one, our basis of belief is the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the companions and those who follow them on their righteous path. And we cannot go beyond that. If we look into the Quran, my dear brothers in Islam, we will find that Allah Azza wa Jal describes Himself as being above in a number of verses. Among them is the one you hear every Jumu'ah. سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High. The Most High. Allah says in the Quran on another occasion, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور. Do you feel safe that the one who's above the heavens will make the earth tremble under you? So it is shaking. Allah described Himself like that. Do you feel secure that the one above the heavens? Allah says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ, and He is the irresistible above His servants. When Allah described the angels, He said, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. Allah described the angels, they are afraid of their Lord who is above them. Now where do the angels reside? In the heavens. Right? Seven heavens. And the angels are in the seven heavens at different degrees. Allah says that they are afraid of their Lord who is above them. These are some examples from the Quran that are clear like the sun. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. The most merciful rose above His throne. But how? Don't imagine. Why? Laysa kamithlihi shay. There's nothing like Allah. If Allah wanted us to know how, He would have revealed this to us. If it was important, we would have been given that information. The fact that it was not given to us, meaning we don't need to go into that. But we believe what Allah says in the Quran. From the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have many narrations. Among them is his wife Zainab radiallahu anha, who used to tease the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tell them, all of you were given in marriage to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam through your parents, except me. Allah gave my hand in marriage to him from above the seven heavens. From above the seven heavens. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. We have the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam radiallahu anhu, who had a slave girl. And this slave girl was the one taking care of a shepherd, his sheep. One day one of the wolves ate the sheep. So this brother reacted and he wound up slapping the slave girl. But then he felt guilty. So he went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him what happened. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I'm a human being. One of my sheep was lost. I became angry, so I slapped this girl. What shall I do? This is an indication before I continue that everybody falls into sins. But the whole thing is about repenting to Allah and changing the ways, not staying upon them. He's a companion, but he made a mistake. But he came to find out ways to fix it. Because all of us are sinners. But Allah loves those who repent. So the Prophet ﷺ said, bring her to me. So he brought her. Now the Prophet ﷺ asked her two questions that we need to memorize. The first one he said, Ayn Allah? Where is Allah? She said, Fis sama. She pointed to the heavens, said, above the heavens. He said, وَمَنْ أَنَا؟ قَالَتْ أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And he said, who am I? She said, you are the Messenger of Allah. Upon this, the Prophet ﷺ told this man, let her go. She's a believer. She was a slave woman. Let her free. She's a believer. Why? Two statements. Where is Allah? Above the heavens. Who am I? According to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, the Messenger of Allah. Had she been mistaken, he would have corrected her. He would have told her, no, why did you say Allah is above? Allah is everywhere. But he didn't do that. Because if you say that Allah is everywhere, then that includes the restroom, and the bars, and the filth, and the garbage, and everything else. Unless you say Allah is everywhere except this and this and this and that. Then we say, where is the evidence for that? Where is the evidence to say Allah is everywhere with the exceptions? This particular methodology or ideology was introduced by philosophers into Islam. Those who believe that everything is a manifestation of God. This is un-Islamic. We have from the Quran and the Sunnah the evidences that are clear. We have the natural inclination. You as the son of Adam, when a calamity befalls upon you, do you say, oh God, or do you look up to the heavens? You look up by nature. Nobody needs to teach you nothing. Allah gave this when we were born, that Allah is above. Common sense. When a person is high in status, he is more honored. If you are the mudir, You're not the same as the regular employee, and the one who brings the tea is not the same as the one who drives the car, and the one who is the manager is not the same as the so forth. And to Allah we're all the same. This whole thing, we're not making distinction between the children of Adam. You could be the person who brings the tea, and you are more beloved to Allah than the whole business. And they got wealth and money. That's not the scale. The scale of taqwa is iman and righteous deeds. It's going to Jannah. So anyways, people nowadays, if you have high status, then they will honor you. No one deserves that more than Allah. No one is deserving of that more than Allah. And we have the consensus of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. It has never been narrated from any one of them that they said that Allah is everywhere, or that they rejected the verses or the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So what we conclude from that is that if you were asked where is Allah, you say Allah Azza wa Jal فوق السماء على العرش. Allah is above the heavens, above His throne, in a manner that befits His majesty. How? Allah told you, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like Him. How? Allah told you, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. He has no equals. How? هُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. It is Allah. There's no God but He. No God worthy of worship but He. The Hayy. The one who is living and who gives life. Al-Qayyum. The one who arranges the affairs of all of His creations. So this is the fine line that we travel upon. And when a believer feels this way, this will affect him. And your salah will be improved. Because there's no way you're going to be doing salah while thinking that Allah is everywhere. And that Allah is mixed with His creation. And the second part of the khutbah, inshallah, I'll be sharing with you some of the statements of the scholars of the old times pertaining to this particular subject matter. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. See brothers, Islam was safe and sound for the first few generations until Muslims started spreading among the countries and they started mixing with different people, and some of them who were not firm upon their religion wind up adopting some of the ideologies of the non-Muslims. But Allah Azza wa Jal, as He promised us that He will protect this religion and that the truth will always be available to the people, has always assigned men who will defend the truth and clarify to the people. Among those was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad, the famous scholar who has his own madhab. Of course, we're not propagating any madhab. We love Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam Shafi'i and Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad and Al-Thawri wal-Uza'i. We love all of them equally. All of them wanted the truth. But some of them failed and some of them succeeded regarding some matters, based on the evidence or the understanding. We search for the truth and we follow it. During his time, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, people came with this innovation that Allah is everywhere. And he had a very wise response to these people. He said, look, if you want to know that these people are upon falsehood, those who say that Allah is everywhere, tell him that you have only one of three choices. Choice number one, you say that Allah created the creation inside of Him. If Allah is everywhere, you have to understand the term everywhere. Before I go on, what does everywhere mean? Don't answer, you shouldn't speak in the khutbah. This is a rhetorical question. Everywhere meaning everywhere. Just as it is, everywhere meaning everywhere. There's no exception. If you say that Allah is everywhere, meaning that includes everything, the whole universe. If you say that Allah created the creation inside of Him, you have went outside of Islam. Because you're saying that Allah created in Him all this filth and all the things that are unsuitable and don't befit the majesty of Allah. And that is unacceptable. The second option, you say, Allah created the creation outside of Him, then He went into them in order to become everywhere. Then you are also falling into the danger zone, because you're saying that Allah went into the shayateen, because there's shayateen. Where are the shayateen? Also inside of Allah. Hasha lillah ta'ala amma yasifoon. That doesn't work either. He said the third option is that you say that Allah created the creation outside, And Allah Azza wa Jalla is separate from His creation. If you say so, and that's the only acceptable answer, then you are upon the truth from the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no other option, ya akhwan. And I'm saying this, and you may think this is a weird subject matter to be discussed, but I know, as you know, that the most common answer you get when you ask a Muslim who was born into Islam particularly, where is Allah? Then he will tell you that Allah is everywhere. And that misconception needs to be removed. Because Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said, whomever denies that Allah is above his creation has committed disbelief. And that's a dangerous position for one of us to be in. So we will reconsider our ideologies. And we will know that when we think of Allah, we are thinking of Allah who is, there's nothing like Him. So don't imagine no human being. Don't imagine nothing. But believe what Allah has mentioned in the Quran. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Verily this Quran guides to that which is more straight. Everything you need pertaining to the religion, everything you need pertaining to Allah has been taught to us in the Quran. It is our guidance. And if you read the Quran, you will find out in many, maybe hundreds of verses, Allah Azza wa Jalla describing Himself being above His creation. So with that said, if anyone was upon the old belief system, it is time to get an upgrade. Get an upgrade for your system to function properly. If you have already been taught this properly because you're a new Muslim, praise Allah that He put you in an environment where the proper teachings are being taught to you and not the philosophies of other men. هذا والله تعالى أعلم. أسأل الله العظيم أن ينفعنا وإياكم بما سمعنا وأن يجعلنا من أهل الجنة وأن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. أقم الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى
صحف إبراهيم وموسى. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.